You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Friday edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I've had Michelle Cobb all week, and we've had a really good time talking about books and great listens and great, great narrators. So how are we ending the week, Michelle?
Another narrator elevating the work. Once There Were Wolves by Charlotte McConaughey, read by Saskia Marleveld.
And is this a novel? Is this...
Yes. It's a novel. So this book introduces us to Inti Flynn, who is working in Scotland to save the wolves. And she and her team have come from Alaska with 14 gray wolves, and they're hoping to successfully rebalance the ecosystem and cull the deer population. But the locals are not exactly pleased.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And the protagonist herself is not exactly someone who can convince them that this is a good idea.
Is she not terribly good at being social, or it's just difficult?
She's not a people person, per se. And she's dealing with a few things in her personal life. She's got a troubled sister, Aggie, who does not communicate verbally and was the victim of abuse. And her tale, Aggie's tale, is revealed slowly throughout the book.
Okay. And is she responsible for Aggie? Okay.
Yes, yes. She has a disorder called mirror touch synesthesia, which means she experiences moments of life as other people or animals and kind of feels the pain and hunger of the wolves.
So that's her little bushel of problems,
exactly.
As well as Aggie.
Right. The first experience that they relate about this is when Inti watches her father cut open a rabbit, and she experiences that she's being flayed from stem to stern, as it were.
Oh, my God. No wonder she has issues. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, that's not enough, right?
Of course not.
There's a suspicious death in the forest, and she actually becomes a little too intertwined with the lead investigator, but he also happens to be a suspect in the death.
Ooh. Okay, now that's interesting. Do we get to hear about the wolves?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot about the wolves.
Okay, good.
And there's a fair amount of violence in this book. In general, in dealing with the wolves and someone dying, you know, hearing this rabbit story, the things that happened to her sister, all of this is, you know, these are weighty subjects. So we're dealing with climate change. We're dealing with domestic abuse. We're dealing with neurodiversity. However, I don't know if I would have felt as positively about the book if I'd read it with my eyes. I think I might have been weighed down in it too much. But Saskia Marleveld does a marvelous job. And yes, I admit, I couldn't resist saying that. But she's good at keeping us from getting too deep into the weight of the subject. And she's great at moving around these characters. So she's got Australian and Scottish. And we just are able to hear the tale and not get emotionally overwhelmed through her narration in many ways.
I like her voice. I like her voice a lot. Yes. She's a very, very good narrator. I'm happy when I know she's going to be reading something that I'm going to be listening to.
Yeah. And, you know, she's making you care about characters that are flawed and, you know, wolves. I wouldn't think that I would be caring about wolves necessarily, but.
Oh, I care very much about wolves. Why don't we listen to some of this right now?
So let's go ahead and meet the two sisters.
Okay. This is Once There Were Wolves by Charlotte McConaughey, and it's read by Saskia Marleveld.
For a few moments, I lie warm in bed, remembering. But the day won't be denied. There is light streaming through the window, and I have to get my sister up. Good morning, my love, I murmur, stroking Aggie's hair from her face and gently helping her rise. She is guided into the bathroom and allows me to undress her and sit her in the tub. There's actual real sun out there, I say, so we'd better wash this mane in case you want to sit outside and dry it. She loves to do that, as much as she loves anything. But my words are a charade for us both. I know she won't be going outside today. The wolves are in their pens. They survived the journey, I say as I massage shampoo into her scalp. They'll want to run home. She doesn't respond. It's one of her bad days, which means I can talk and talk, and she will do nothing but gaze listlessly at something beyond my capacity to see. But I will keep talking, in case she can hear me from that faraway place.
Oh, so she's really a caretaker for her sister.
Yes.
Whoa. So this isn't just her sister not speaking. This is her sister not communicating at all.
Correct.
Ooh, that's rough. This seems like a very busy book.
It sounds like that, but I think through things like the narration was fairly languid, the words are, you know, it's well written, and it just mm-hmm. kind of takes you along. It's, you know, 8.5 hours, and it's not what I expected from start to finish, and I think that's one of the things I really liked about it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay, that is Once There Were Wolves by Charlotte McConaughey, read by Saskia Marleveld. What a week it's been.
It has been an excellent week.
It has. Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's always good to be here, and I will look forward to talking to you again next month.
I will look forward to it as well. And don't forget, Audiophile's new podcast, Audiobook Break. That's the place where we serialize complete audiobooks and present them chapter by chapter. We're beginning another book. Starting September 14th, listen to the book that has inspired writers and artists for thousands of years, Homer's The Iliad. It's performed by Anton Lesser, and it's published by Naxos Audiobooks. And given that this story of the Siege of Troy with its kings and warriors and interfering gods was created for oral performance, it is tailor-made for audiobooks. So the story begins on September 14th. Be sure to follow Audiobook Break, and the episodes will just appear in your feed like magic. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. You want a classic work of military strategy? On War sets forth the theories and tactics of Karl von Clausewitz, a distinguished Prussian general who is notable for his roles in the French Revolutionary and Napoleonic Wars. The book covers a broad range of topics, including weapons, terrains, troops, and leadership, as well as the importance of defense over offense, the balance of power, and the subordination of war to politics. Praised for its timeless insights, Clausewitz's treatise is often compared to the work of Machiavelli and Sun Tzu, and it remains relevant to military leaders today, narrated by David Timpson and Lucy Scott. That's NaxosAudiobooks.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Zandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.